January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AUDIOBOOM. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AUDIOBOOM for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AUDIOBOOM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. One in the books, two to go. Plenty more of this show. The Slugfest continues in the Twin Cities. A Springer dinger has been followed up by Alex Bregman.
By Bregman dinger.
A Correa playa.
No.
Went yard as well, but it's 6-2 Stros looking to sweep the Twins before they head to Arlington.
Mm.
That's fantastic.
I like it. I'm liking it. Got a couple texts.
Okay.
This dude said, true story, I took my college roommate flounder gigging, which is stabbing for the non-redneck, and I left two fish on his truck. He went to a house party at Rice the next day, and he didn't discover the fish until 2 days later, and it was July.
Oh!
That's nasty. That's nasty. That's gross.
There ain't a thing in the world getting that smell out.
No, $32 for a fifth of Crown. So you paid for a fifth and your two drinks, Nick, you dummy.
Why does Kirsten always think I don't know. She's that.
She said, we're talking, excuse you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Kirsten. We didn't mean to have a show right
don't,
now.
Don't mind us having a radio show in the middle of your conversation.
Not live. By the way, I just wanted to point out that I bought Nick a beer as well. So
you did.
I did. I felt that I needed to get the truth out because you probably would have anyways.
I'd like to point out that I'm not sure Nick remembered that till you reminded him.
He didn't. He had no clue that he had bought me a beer. Yeah.
He also forgot that he bought you the first one.
Yeah. But you paid... So a fifth of Crown is $32 and you paid $18 for a double.
Yeah, because it's... I want to say, you know what? I think it was $16 because it was like $8 for a shot. So I think it's $16.
So you paid...
I tipped her. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. A dollar. So probably.
That's how I usually do $2 for liquor.
Okay.
And I do $1 for each beer. That's what I do.
Wow. So you paid for half a fifth. Good job, bud.
I should sneak in some alcohol.
Good job. You should. Somebody said all you have to do is bring the mini bottles of liquor and buy the Coke to mix it in. Hashtag winning. That's pretty smart. And I know that they'll let you bring your own food to the Astros games.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know
that? Oh, yeah. You can. Yo, for sure.
Yeah.
They changed that rule a couple years ago.
You can bring your own peanuts and all that. You just, I don't think you can bring alcohol.
Have to like clear security.
Yeah, but they don't care. Hmm. You can bring a cooler full of chips and stuff in there, whatever. That's the thing. A lot of people don't take advantage of it, but it's a thing. You can bring your own food.
Have you guys seen the show Section 250?
I have not.
It's on ESPN, and I guess they've done it with other teams as well, but they did it for the Chicago Bears. Section 250 is a lower level end zone section, and they like highlight. It's almost like reality TV. They highlight like 6 or 7 different season ticket holders. Uh-huh. Some are couples, some are a couple buddies, whatever. And then it's narrated by the Miller Lite beer guy who serves them throughout the season, and they've known each other for a long time. And they literally got down to some like real stories, like the beer guy got real close with this couple that had met and really treated like their trips to Chicago for Bears games like date nights. And so they'd go someplace downtown first, then they'd go to the Bear game, then they'd, you know, do some other things, then they'd go home. And then tragically, he goes snowmobiling up north and runs his snowmobile over a road, gets hit by a snowplow, and is killed.
What?
Yeah, and has to tell the beer guy who's looking forward to seeing him on Sunday. And then he asked if he could have like one of his shirts to wear on Sundays to remember him, and they've bonded because of that. But they also had this couple that kind of looked like the Clumps. But they were like the hippest, coolest. They knew the Bears would lose, so their tailgate parties were off the chain, and they were doing exactly what you said, but it's not allowed at Soldier Field. They found more ways. They took cough syrup bottles and they filled it up with liquor.
I like that.
So that they could, and people are like, sitting there,
I got a cold.
Yeah. And so they're passing the cough syrup bottle around, and there's people like a row back going, are they sharing cough syrup bottles? And these people are just getting hammered.
That's pretty smart.
They put whiskey in their cough syrup bottle.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny show.
Yeah, I like the. That's good thinking there, folks.
I enjoyed it because, of course, the Bears suck.
I want to know all the different ways people sneak food and drink into an Astros game.
Oh, man, and there are plenty.
I bet.
People get those crazy necklaces that have the little...
Wait, what?
Like, yeah, they have like a necklace that looks like a shark's tooth on the end of it. It's a little bigger, oversized, and they put shots in that. Oh, I've seen it all. Tailgating up in Wisconsin for Packers games where you need the booze to stay warm. Oh, they got all kinds of methods.
Do they charge those crazy prices up there too?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, $18 like the Masters for a double? Where everything's fair priced, even from back in the day. No, even at Lambeau, I mean, you got to pay. I'll tell you this: the greatest one I've ever seen. They make up there. They make binoculars in which one of the eye pieces is actually the cap. And the entire binoculars is hollowed out to fill with booze.
Now, that is smart.
That is ingenious.
Yes. That is really good.
So for the ass clown like that goes, hey, buddy, you're not using that the right way? Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, dude, why are you drinking out of your binoculars?
Yeah, why
don't
you worry
about it.
Sucking on the eye hole of your binoculars? Well, you'd like to, too.
Somebody sent me this link making fun of AJ for drinking Whistle Pig. Apparently, Whistle Pig is not what he thinks.
Why? Even the owner of the B&B said it was great stuff.
Yeah, well, apparently not. He said AJ raving about Whistle Pig Rye, when in reality it's just Alberta Premium in a fancy bottle. Whistle Pig $70, Alberta Premium $30. And he sent me a link to realmendrinkwhiskey.com, and apparently there's this article about how it's not what you think. I haven't read it yet, but that's interesting if it is. Wow. Doesn't surprise me. People are shysty even in the whiskey business. I tell you what, though. It was good. I'm not going to lie.
Nick, you had, really did you have good. It too? You didn't have any Whiskey Pig?
No, I just had the Glenlivet, the single
Whistle
malt
pig. Whistle Pig.
Scotch.
Yeah, he was drinking this as a girl's drink.
The scotch.
My mom drinks that.
Whatever. Scotch. You don't even know what Glenlivet is.
Yeah, she drinks that all the time. Glenlivet and Glenfiddich. Yeah, she'll drink both of those.
She has good taste.
Nope. That's chick scotch.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I did learn that there's a big difference, because I was trying to drink Crown without like Coke, Diet Coke, or whatever, and I couldn't. I didn't like the taste of it. And then my dad actually put me on scotch, and he was like, if you want to sip something, sip a scotch. And there's a big difference, and I didn't realize that, because I'm not a big drinker to begin with. I don't drink a lot.
Right.
But yeah, I did learn that getting a good scotch is a lot different than trying to drink like just a whiskey.
Yeah, there's a difference between doing shots and sipping it too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
because people do shots of Jack, but don't sip Jack.
No, not something that I would enjoy.
And by the way, did you guys wake up this morning with your hangovers and your gut bombs from your steak, and then think about getting a little covfefe to?
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
What the hell was that?
That. Poor Trump. That dude can't do anything.
Well, he's got to stop tweeting after midnight. There has to be a rule. And why isn't there anyone screening his tweets?
That's what I don't understand. Right? Why is that dude allowed to tweet? He should not be allowed to tweet.
We got a national security system in place, and we let the Donald tweet without screening, and he creates words. And then he makes fun of his own words, going and asking people to come up with what it really means and have fun.
Did he?
He said, enjoy.
Huh.
This morning, come up with.
Yeah, if you don't know what happened, he tried to say something about the media coverage, but he spelled it C O V
F-E-F-E.
And so that took off. Yeah. So.
All right. So we've got plenty more to get to. I wanted to get your guys' opinion. There's been a player banned from the French Open, even though he lost in straight sets. I'll tell you why in a minute. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Bregman with a home run in three straight games now, since he's homered today. But the Stros have given one back again. So in the 6-6-3, but still looking good for your home nine.
What the song? No, what's the song?
Okay. From Beauty and the Beast.
This is,
Oh, you're asking Barry?
Is this, C.C. Winans?
No.
B.B. and C.C. Winans?
Close, though.
Joel?
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Peebo Bryson and Linda Ronstadt.
This song is terrible.
Peebo was a duet king.
This song sucks.
Did you Google this and then just put it on your list?
Nick, Fievel was one of your favorite characters.
Did you Google this, Nick, and think...
This is his.
Oh, is this his?
His list.
This is yours? I decided I didn't care. Once I decided I didn't care. Yeah, once you started making this about male-female duets, I was pulling... I pulled Captain and Tennille out last break. I don't care.
This is the kind of music y'all were listening to. I'm glad I wasn't born.
This is my parents' music.
You kidding me? This song blows.
Why don't you keep
You're
playing
You're glad
it?
You weren't born? Well, we were too, Nick. I'm glad you weren't born yet. I'm just glad I didn't have to deal with you.
I guess she's coined you as the winner for the first hour.
Thank you.
Because she's like literally picking out all these songs that you've
already played. Because I'm the man. 2 weeks in a row I've won this.
No, you cheated last week. You were disqualified.
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago I cheated.
Every week he says two weeks in a row he's won this.
You right. Shut up.
Say the word. Sing it.
Oh, Nick, you know what?
This song
If memory strikes me correct.
Oh my God, this song
sucks. You bought Barry a drink, and then Barry bought you one.
By the way, it says Linda and James Ingram. You said a different name.
Yeah, you said...
Oh, there's another one with Peebo Bryson. It's coming just so I can torture your ass the entire hour. I don't care. I really don't.
Lauren Pope said, I stuffed a liter of Tito's in a folding chair bag and snuck it in a music festival. See, that's called ingenuity right there. That's putting your A&M degree to use.
Yeah.
Shoving a Tito's bottle in a chair bag and taking it in there.
I'm gonna retweet this. The NBA on TNT just tweeted out, the MVP discussion ends here. Somebody give her the trophy. There is a woman giving a pedicure to Shaq and that toe.
Okay. First of all, I would have quit my job.
She might
right then and there.
Like, she literally has sandpaper and she's going to work on the bottom of his foot.
There's no way I could do that job in a million years. And it wouldn't matter if it was the most lucrative form of payment in the world. There's no way I'm giving Shaq a pedicure. And then last night, while we're trying to enjoy delicious steaks, Raheel asks the question, would you suck on Shaq's big toe for $50,000?
He did indeed do that. Yes, he did.
And AJ
immediately... Without missing a beat.
AJ goes, yeah! What? What? What?
Yeah, I don't know if that was the alcohol talking or what, but AJ was very quick to say he would.
And then I was like, well, hold on now. It depends. Do I just have to like, mwah, like, and that's it? Or do I have to like, you know, for 10 minutes?
Well, that first one sounded like a kiss. You got,
yeah.
It's suck a toe.
Yeah, I know. So Raheel demonstrates on his thumb. He's like, no, like this. And he starts like going to town on his thumb. And by the way, I saw Nick got a chub when he did that. I saw Nick. I was like, Nick, what's wrong with your pants there, bud? There's a little
little camping going on.
Yeah. What's going on there? And so he demonstrates. So Raheel puts it in his mouth, the thumb. This is Shaq's toe. He puts it in his mouth. And he counts like 1,000, 2,000, and then he slowly, very sexually pulls it out, very all like slow, and it was very moist. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that to Shaq's toe for $50,000. And AJ was still in. He was like, yeah, you're crazy. That's $50,000. I'm like, you're crazy. That big toe, have you seen it? There's no way in hell I would ever put that in my mouth. Are you? What? No. It's so the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
And thankfully, on the retweet with this lady giving him the pedicure, one looks better than the other. Both of them are very disgusting.
His nail looks like a dead tree. It looks like dead tree bark
with a bunch of garbage underneath it.
Yeah, with moss. There's just it's
algae.
It's so disgusting.
Fish eggs.
$50,000? You're out of your mind. That's not enough for me to even put it near my face.
Well, you don't have to do the oral gratification that Raheel did.
No, that's what the point was.
You just have to do it for a certain amount of time.
No, he's like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You had to, like, he was bobbing on it. And by the way, Raheel has skills. I don't know where he learned that. But he's got some skills. So
the Saturday night show is kicking in for everybody.
I'm telling you, I'm out. You're going to have to come up with millions of dollars for me to suck Shaq's big toe. You're out of your mind for 50K. No. Hell no.
So you take a 1 in 5 chance of being violated from behind or win $100 million before you'd suck on Shaq's toe for 50 grand.
Wait a minute. One, huh?
That behind the five doors and behind one's $100 million and behind the other four is someone that gets to have their way with you from behind?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You brought that, or someone brought it up. That was you brought Nick. It out there.
That was Nick.
Nick said he needed better odds.
That was a texter that brought
that
up. Yeah, no, 50,000 is just not enough for me to put that toe in my mouth. There's just no way at all.
I'm looking at
no way.
I'm looking at them both right now on this TNT tweet. The two big toes don't look nearly as bad as they did the other night. It doesn't like hook around and under the first toe. The big toe, it's weird that it actually looks more anatomically correct and easier to look at. But yeah, if you got to do it the way Raheel did it.
Like, I don't want to see it. Just the one time you showed me, it was so disgusting. Like, I can't see things like that. Why are you showing me that?
Because you don't want to see it.
I don't want to watch
this.
No, I'm not looking at it again. I'm not. I refuse to look at it. That's so gross. Ugh. By the way, is this true? Someone just texted and said that, did Castro really homer?
I was just going to ask you. I was going to say, who do you think homered to the deepest part of center field just now?
Castro, off of Sip.
Jason.
Well, there goes that bullpen I was bragging about.
I can't stand Tony Sip.
I can't stand Jason Castro. He beat the Astros when he was with them, and now he's beating the Astros when he's not with them.
Couldn't hit it.
Lord.
Couldn't hit a .150 when he was here, and now he goes deepest part of the park.
Yeah, I'm still,
And why does Tony Sipp always act like he just got a haircut and the schnibbles are still all over the back of his neck? He's constantly like flicking his jersey and gyrating and poking. And did they just go yard again?
Astros did.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're doing play-by-play.
So what?
I don't want to be that
Nick
show.
Nick does it all the time.
I don't want to be that show. But you know what that was?
That was a Springer dinger.
Another one.
He's got two
That's
in this
two
game.
Today.
Hit that one all the way to Clear Lake.
That's two today. I'm ignoring Joel. Can you turn his mic down in my ears? I don't want to hear it. Oh, God. Two Springer dingers.
Yeah. That gives him 13. That's got all-star written all over it.
He might. You had a good point about Trout.
Yeah, I think Trout's going to get the vote.
Because he's out, did they say 5 or 6?
Six to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So
you never answered the question.
What was the question?
Neither of you guys ever answered the question. I answered it, and I'm a big old hell no, I'm out. Would you suck Shaq's big toe for 50K?
I don't think I could do it like Raheel did it.
You would do it, though?
But I think I could pull it off.
Video or no video?
It doesn't matter. Here's what the hell does it matter?
Here's the thing. If you just
still have to put it in your mouth.
No, I don't think 50 grand's enough. It has to, you'd have to
yeah,
up
I'm
it for
with
me.
You.
You'd have to
so,
up it.
50 so
million.
How much is enough?
50 million.
How much is enough?
Would you do it, would you do it for
50 million?
Would you do it for 100,000?
$100,000. That was my next. I was thinking. I was like, the six figures. I mean, 100,000, that'll burn quick.
But I'm with you.
Seven figures.
You would pay. Seven you'd figures. Have to pay of the.
Not
so you'd
figures.
Need $1 million
at the for, very
for
minimum.
$1 million, you would put. That. Yeah, you're probably not getting that no. for a big toe.
That big 100 grand is in the ballpark.
That big toe looks so nasty.
Yeah,
I for, can't.
Kirsten, would you suck Shaq's big toe for 100,000 or 50,000?
He's not sucking. She's not sucking anybody's toe for anything.
No, really? Not $1 million. Not even a clean toe, like Brad Pitt's toe, for $1 million. You wouldn't for a minute.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh no, not an Ronaldo. Athlete. You don't want to do that. Athletes got
a
they've got busted
player.
Ass feet. Yeah, especially a soccer player. What's wrong with you?
Because she's looking at him the whole time.
So you're saying, well, okay, let's go back to the whole clean toe thing. Does that lower the dollar amount for you if it's Brad Pitt's clean toe?
No, any dude's toe. I'm out.
$25.
This guy's such a germaphobe.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? His pinky finger's out of the question.
Speaking of, what did you think of AJ just getting a new fork and just cleaning out my plate? You would never do that.
What?
That's a very good point.
You would never just get
eat
a new
food
fork
off of your
and
plate?
Eat, yeah. Or anybody's plate.
I mean.
Well, maybe if it's your wife's, it'd be cool. I mean, Nora's plate, right?
Yeah.
But anybody else know?
I don't know. I mean, I drank AJ's last sip of whiskey.
I saw that. I was surprised. You drank out from the same cup.
But the alcohol kills the germs, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I guess I'm.
I don't know.
I guess it's one of those things where if it, because we were eating the desserts, what was that called? Family style? Where you just,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure someone at some point.
Well, Raheel was double dipping. You know, he doesn't care about that.
Yeah. Stuff. But I mean, like, it didn't bother me. There's sometimes when it will and sometimes when it won't. If it was just a random person. Like, if we're at the Astros game and someone just spoons, like, some relish and then they, you know what I mean? That's different.
Yeah. You know what Raheel did to his thumb showing you the Shaq thing?
Yeah.
He did that to his spoon and then he went back into the dessert tray.
Well, that's all right because I didn't eat off of that dessert tray. I was on our side.
I didn't get near it after that because he does not care.
Well, yeah, he said he was finishing that whatever dessert that was, but. I mean, I guess it's weird. Sometimes it doesn't bother me. Like, because I know AJ. I know AJ is a clean person. I know you're a clean person. Like, if you had some now, if you were holding it and, like, chewing on it and then put it down and were like, you want the rest of this? I'd be like, well, hell no, I don't want the rest of that. But if it was just food you didn't eat, that you didn't touch, why wouldn't I eat it?
Well, can I just say this? Here's the big difference.
Okay.
Like, if you're eating the way we ate the steak last night with a knife and fork and each piece is separate, cut by a knife, it's a lot different than, say, a burger where someone actually put their mouth on the burger.
Or a bowl of soup where you're just spooning in and
so
then you're halfway done.
There's a big difference from a germ perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're
true.
Just cutting pieces and eating it, it's a lot easier to
totally.
Clean up.
I'm with
now,
you.
Now, the bonfire that Nick left on his plate and the
it
casualties,
wasn't that bad. It was literally two strips.
That were spread out across that
how many strips were left on
China.
That plate? There were like two strips.
Nick, there's about eight items on your plate.
They were not
all of them were steak, but there was about eight items still piled up on your plate
on
in different
fire.
Areas. I looked right over there, and you're like, don't you dare bring this up tomorrow. But literally, some of them were meat.
It did look like a fajita blew up.
It did. There was a lot of different elements.
Lenny said, if they showed you the dough, you would suck on that toe. No, Lenny, you don't know me well.
Yeah, the cash, it does. It does help you persuade.
If you set 50 grand on this table next to Shaq's big toe,
it wouldn't persuade you a little bit more. You wouldn't be a little more tempted.
Not a bit. Hell no. I wouldn't even touch it for 50 grand.
I'm going to tell you right
now.
That's
so gross.
Seven figures sitting on the table right now.
Seven figures, for sure I'm in.
But that's not even possible.
Because I can hold my breath, and I don't have to do it like Raheel did it. Just as long as I put my mouth over the toe for like, however, 30 seconds, I could do that.
No, you got to bob on it.
No, I'm not doing that. I almost cussed right there, but I'm not doing that. I did. I almost did. All right. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the fine folks at Gallery Furniture. There's a great promotion going on. We've been talking about the Astros all day. Well, I'll tell you what. If you believe that the Astros are going to win it all at the end of the season, then the time is right for you to go get some new bedroom furniture at Gallery Furniture. The reason why I say that is if you buy $3,000 worth of bedroom furniture, meaning the adjustable bases, the Tempur-Pedic mattresses, a mattress and box spring, whatever you're looking for bedroom-wise, you go and spend $3,000 or more, and then at the end of the year, if the Astros win it all, you get that furniture free. That's the way Mac does things. You know, he's done this before with other sporting events and even the election. He's doing it now for your Astros. He believes they can win it all, and if they do, you score the benefits. So go to one of Gallery's three locations, whether it be Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, or down on the Galleria area, Westheimer and Post Oak, or the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Park, or both ways. And you go get yourself some bedroom furniture. You spend $3,000 or more, the Astros win it all. You get it all free. And by the way, if you buy today, you get it tonight, because that's just how Mac does business. No back order slips ever. And as always, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
There you go. I don't care. I decided if this is the way you guys wanted to go, I am going to just torture you guys for an hour.
We didn't even comment on the last one because you have to do your gallery furniture read. This is actually better than the last one.
Well, now you're Casey Kasem. So keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. How about that?
I didn't even say anything. He goes, I don't care.
I know, hey, you're making faces. They can't see the faces you're making.
I didn't know such thing. You have no proof of that.
Do you know who sings this song, Barry?
This must be the Peebo Bryson song.
No.
No.
You should know the female. Actually,
I mean, I've heard this song, but it's not one of those ones where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's in the rotation.
It's your guy that does your favorite scene in Top Gun.
Tom Cruise?
No, the volleyball scene. This is the singer.
This is so awesome. I love this.
What?
The fact that you don't know.
Kenny Loggins?
Yes.
Oh.
Along
well.
With Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you used to jam to this all the time.
I
huh,
sure
Barry?
Hate that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Totes.
You had your woofers in the back of your car back in the day.
What?
Jamming to this.
What?
Your what?
Woofers. Subwoofers.
So can you drug someone with some woofers?
No.
Woofers?
Never called it woofers?
Woofers.
No.
Yeah.
Subwoofers.
Woofers?
They've called it woofers a lot. Like, it's very common. Very
no,
common.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I'm serious.
What do you call it when you get a roofie in the back of the car with some bass?
A roofer.
A woofer.
Well, Joel's never owned a subwoofer in his life.
Several, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. And my Jeep was tricked
I've
out.
I've never heard
woofer. I've got plenty of people that can back that up in a heart.
I doubt that.
You guys don't
And I can't imagine you
bet?
Driving down the
bet?
Street.
The money that you wouldn't put Shaq's toe in your mouth with?
I just, you driving down the street.
Matter of fact,
jamming
if you come over to my garage right now in my car that I just got rid of, I still have the subwoofer
you should never have used
from
them.
That car in the garage.
You should have never used them.
Guys.
Oh, no, I can prove
it's
that.
It's 11-5 Astros.
Wow. They do have a win.
They came out of nowhere.
They answer back very well.
Yeah. It's 11-5. They've scored 5 runs in the 7th.
If you
pretty
want a
bet good.
Or you need any extra stereo equipment for the Toyota, I got it all in the garage for you.
Nah, I'm not into the whole.
But I don't think mine says woofer on it.
It doesn't say subwoofer on it either.
Pull Nick's man card.
I'm
Everyone
sure
knows
the
short for subwoofer is subs.
So there's a written rule that says subs is the short word for subwoofer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Urban Dictionary.
Text, guys.
Was that a text, by the way?
Yes.
There you go. Enjoy that.
He got his man card pulled by a text. That's hilarious. Barry,
by an anonymous text.
Barry, you have to do one. Shaq's big toe or LeBron's pinky toe? Which one would you put in your mouth? What if I don't have to do? I would rather die.
Have you seen LeBron's pinky toe?
Yeah, it's jacked.
Is it?
Yeah. It's one of those real short, weird ones that sticks up. It's like, yeah, it doesn't lay down appropriately. It's like a windsock almost. It's very weird.
That reminds me of what's really hip and cool now in the NFL, which is to have your finger go a different direction, but you can play right away, so you just leave it there. Remember when we were on Radio Row and Anthony Munoz showed us his one finger and it was going like
that was disgusting.
East and west? Now there are guys all over the place showing the fact that they got one finger that's just complete. Why would you do that for the rest of your life?
I don't know.
That goes back to the Ronnie Lott decision where you can sit out a couple weeks or you can have the top of your finger amputated and play right away. And he had the top of his finger amputated.
Not me.
No,
I really
sir.
Like my fingers. Yeah. I really like my fingers.
You got a whole rest of your life to live where you could use that digit.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. Yeah, so apparently you just need to go Google LeBron's pinky toe.
You know, we didn't already mention him last night?
What?
The nose print.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy, was it not?
Never seen anything like it. So for me, that was a first for sure.
For Kobe Beef, they take the cow's nose print as part of the certification.
And you get the certificate with, I guess they don't have fingers, so you can't do fingerprints.
What made you think of that?
So they do a nose print. Because we were talking about getting the top of your finger cut off.
Ah, oh, you're giving me the finger.
No, I'm showing you that you can get the top of your finger cut off.
Jose said that the abbreviation for subwoofer is woofer, not sub. Never heard it called that.
So you got some love there, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Jose.
Pretty sure they didn't buy a vowel, though, and call it a woofer.
Yeah. It's
go to
woofer.
YouTube. Go to YouTube right now.
Who is saying that? Someone
go
from
to Google
Sweden?
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know that?
Woofers.
Woofers.
JBL, Sweden or the Midwest. I don't test know what you're doing.
Don't
right
you know
here.
The woofers?
15-inch woofers. In a G.
Woofer.
Yeah.
Spell it.
It's still, yeah, it's just because it's two O's, it's still pronounced woofer.
So it doesn't matter.
Yes, it don't does. Let details get in the way of a good story.
Details, yeah.
And by the way, I've said both. I've said the subs and I've said woofers.
But have you ever said woofer?
Never said woofers.
Whatever.
I've never said that.
Woofers, woofers.
Well, yeah, woofers. Woof. Selling them woof tickets.
Woofers.
No. All right. Oh, I lost it. I had one more for you, Joel.
What, a text? I bet you did.
And I've lost it. Oh, well.
Damn, that's a shame.
We'll
right
stop
there.
With the pulling Nick's man card.
That sucks.
And someone said Harden has gross feet. Like, I'm sure all basketball players have gross feet.
Yeah,
like,
no
ballerinas
well,
have
you guys
gross
hit it
feet.
Right, yeah. Soccer players. Have gross you're right. Feet. I mean, and that's like I said, even the other day when Shaq first got his show or got showed the toe on the show. Warren Sapp felt like, thanks, Shaq, for opening the door, and then he put his feet out there. I mean, his feet were jacked, too, and all the nails were goofed up.
Yeah. It's that was the one thing when I worked at Journeys when I was a kid. Oh, yeah. I was 16. That was the most disgusting part is that dudes would come in and want to buy some sandals, and I'd be like, I'm not putting these on your feet, though, dude. Like, here's the box. You're on your own.
I worked at Foot Locker.
I'm not touching that. No.
And the worst thing about working at a Foot Locker was when the people said, you got a sock I could use? And then the Foot Locker manager was like, just throw it in the box, and if someone else needs it, you can use the sock. And I'm like, so you got community socks to try on shoes?
See, I never got that.
Yeah,
I never asked them for socks when I would try. I'd never.
Because
I'd
you were smart enough to come in wearing some. A lot of people were not
so
coming
dumb.
In wearing socks.
Well, they had the little hose, like the little pantyhose thing you can put on your foot, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah, they
was it
had
like
a
disposable temporary thing? I've never even... Oh, okay.
But they had those too, but think about it. You want to shoot a fit with a sweat sock on. If you put a pantyhose on your foot, it's not going to fit. It's not going to be the proper fit.
That's true. And yeah, we did have community socks at Journeys as well. Pretty gross.
And people didn't think twice. They're like, you got socks? I go, yeah, there's a box right over there. I wouldn't even touch them. And they're like, oh yeah, I'll just take this one over here and slaps it on their digits and puts a shoe on. Eh, if it's right, I'll take that. And it throws a sock back in the box.
Ugh. Ugh.
And it's great for using it as Kleenex if you ever...
Okay. I didn't need that.
Oh, little peaches and herb as we continue to roll on. Nick's got his head bobbing on this one.
I like this track.
This one's okay.
Never heard it.
Trevor Tilly said, Shaq's big toe is the equivalent of ordering a steak well done.
Have your fun, people.
And Chris Jeffers said,
repeat that one.
I eat ass for free. A toe for 50K, count me in. Thank you, Chris, for your honesty. We appreciate it. Glad to know you're out there eating ass for free. Well done, sir.
Chomp all you want. They'll make more. All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. The Usual Suspects rolls on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You know you love this one, Nick.
It's another good track.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Side note, prayers out to Olivia Newton-John, who's supposed to be performing out in Sugar Land in the near future, but just found out today she is fighting breast cancer once again. She's beaten it once and said she had a sore back. Went in to check it out.
That's scary.
Yeah, I got it again. I don't know if that affects her performance coming up in Sugar Land or not, but a classic running around in those shiny little tights of hers.
Yeah.
Grease.
There's some movies that my wife has to watch every time they come on TV, no matter how many times she's seen it. Grease is one.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, boy.
Made in Manhattan.
Oh, boy. Lucky you.
Yeah. And there's one other one.
I'd put a TV in the other room.
Well, we have several, yeah. But I'm just saying that when it comes on, that's Oof. It. She's not leaving until Dirty Dancing is done or Grease or whatever.
As opposed to like The Godfather?
Yeah.
Godfather's a great movie, man.
I honestly, I don't even remember watching it. I think I've seen it, but I don't remember it. I guess you guys called that
a series, but boy, the Godfather movies, there's several good ones.
Yeah, I just don't remember. I think I've seen it. It's on my list of movies that I probably, like Schindler's List, never seen it.
I haven't either. I'm with you on that.
I need to watch it.
I never watched Titanic either.
Yeah, I don't really want to either.
The minute I heard how long it was, I ain't doing it.
Now it's like
3 hours.
But now it's common now. Three hour movies are like common.
I was going to sit down and watch all of the Lord of the Rings because I haven't watched those.
I could not do that.
And they're all long.
And just, I couldn't.
And the Hobbits are too. I'm like, I don't have this kind of time.
Couldn't do that either.
I would lose a whole week trying to watch these movies. I think each one is like 3 hours and there's six of them. Like if I was going to do that over a weekend.
No Star Trek either. Star Wars when I was a kid, I saw the first three.
Yeah, I never got into Star Trek. But
I saw the first three Star Wars when I was a kid. That's it.
Lord of the Rings, like... There can't be that much nerdy stuff to put in a movie, can there?
Man, and the obsession with that too. People are over the top.
Now the ones that I don't want to see is Harry Potter. I don't care about that. I don't want to watch
it.
I'll never watch it. No. And I finally finished Vikings. I had like three or four more to go. So House of Cards got released. You watch House of Cards?
No, sir, I don't.
Really?
Yeah. I see you guys all the time with all these series you watch.
We got to get you guys a life.
No, House of Cards is not something I've. People talk so well, like everybody talks well about it, but I don't.
It dropped on Netflix. Season 5 did yesterday.
He's a hell of an actor.
Yeah, it's a really good series. If you haven't watched it and you have Netflix, put House of Cards in the rotation and binge watch it.
His impersonations are great, too. When you put him and Fallon on the same.
Oh, yeah?
They go like.
I've not seen them.
Do someone singing this song or something like that, and he and Fallon can go back and forth.
He does pretty well.
Really well, yeah.
Okay.
You were talking about in the break, we got some audio from Magic Johnson because the odds-on favorite to land Lonzo Ball happens to be the L.A. Lakers picking number 2. That would put him on Magic Johnson's radar, and he had this to say on Papa LeVar.
Look, we didn't really, the Kardashians, we didn't say that the mom was bad. And she made them a lot of money, right?
Yeah, got out.
And she's bragged on her daughters, and I think that it's the same here. He's just saying, hey, my son, there's nothing bad with that. So we're not looking at LeVar being a problem if we're blessed to have an opportunity to draft Lonzo.
I don't think it's the same thing.
I don't either.
Whatever the mom's name is, what is her name?
Chris.
Chris Kardashian wasn't going around talking smack about other people when she was promoting her daughters like he is. She wasn't, I mean, they have a TV show. That was where the promotion came from. Well, and the fact that her daughter made a sex tape with, I think, a Ray J.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it, by the way?
I believe I've seen excerpts.
Have you?
Yes. I have.
Yeah. Excerpts?
Yeah. It's a long video.
You've seen it?
It's in entirety, too. And he's seen the whole thing, too.
He didn't say it.
When I started writing book reports for You Weekly. But no.
I've only seen about 3 minutes of it.
Yeah, sure you have.
That's all I got through.
Line one says you've watched all of it.
Yeah. I don't understand. I don't see the comparison. I really don't. I don't see how you can say that dude and what he's doing is the same thing as what the Kardashians did. in the go away factor, they're very similar. But
yeah.
The self-promotion, there's a difference between just promoting yourself like Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton didn't do anything.
Who but set she the promoted table for herself. The Kardashians?
Yeah, but she promoted herself in such a way, which I did like that one song she dropped.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Stars Are Blind. That was a jam.
Oh, what's wrong with
that? That was my jam. No, that was terrible a good song. You guys don't know what
she didn't do
about.
It with somebody. You could have had it on the show today.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't see it as the same because, you know, LeVar Ball is coming out and he's saying things about Michael Jordan. He's saying things about people's idols Barkley. And heroes and Barkley. It's not the same thing. It's not the
well,
same thing
at all.
Let's
take it a step further. His son has shown enough so that you believe he has some talent, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Chris could have proven that to anyone because I'm still trying to find out if they have any. Any one of the daughters.
Well, if you watch the sex tape. She's got skills.
And I'll say this. She was perfectly fine, and I use the term fine, back in the sex tape days. Didn't need all the surgery she's gotten since.
Yeah, I would agree.
When she gets obsessed with it because she was a beautiful woman back then. But that still doesn't mean she has any talent. And now they are just rolling in it after years and years of reality TV and endorsement deals and everything else. At least with LeVar, his one son anyway. Has talent. If you saw the video I posted the other day of the one that's going to be a junior in high school in an AAU tournament throwing up more bricks than a
yeah, they got
factor.
Run out of the gym by Compton,
yeah,
didn't they?
They did.
They lost by 52.
Yes, they did. And then LeVar got in their grills
suck
trying to
it.
Yell at the team. Dude, your son was atrocious.
I hope that's a microcosm of what's to come.
They both have
Not that I want these guys to fail. I don't want the kids to fail. I want the dad
exactly.
to go away. I don't want the sons to fail. The sons haven't done this. The dad is the guy that I just want to go away. I don't even want him to fail. I don't care if Big Baller Brand does well or not. I just stop. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part. I don't want people to think that I want the kids to fail because I don't.
You know what? It's hard to be hard on these kids, the two younger kids, right? But the reality is, now, I guess, and I've heard this from several media outlets, too. The two younger ones already have scholarship offers from UCLA.
I'm sure.
I watched that video the other day, and I'm like, this kid's already got a ride to UCLA? It was not, you know, because at least you can see with Lonzo, he's got talent. He's proven it over an NCAA season. But, man, I hope these kids were just trying to show out for an AAU tournament, would play differently in a structured system, but I got a hard time believing that when Daddy seems to have gotten the high school coach fired from last year. Now we're talking the balls again.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, Magic brought it up because from just a player perspective for that kid, I want him to succeed. I want him. He doesn't seem like a bad kid. He seems like a victim of his dad's idiocy.
Yeah, I feel very bad about the fact that, like I said, he's going to face,
even though his jump shot's stupid.
Oh, it's ugly. But he's going to face a ton of undeserved scrutiny and punishment when he gets to the NBA. Compliments of his father.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
It's going to suck, but I mean.
Now, supposedly, his dad turned down a $10 million 5-year deal once they found out that he probably is going to go to LA and be in a major market from the three different shoe companies again.
Are they all offered $10
million? $2 million a year for 5 years.
Okay.
Minimum. Could go up to $5 million. He turned that down too and upped his price from $1 billion to $3 billion.
He's such a dumbass.
He is an idiot.
Oh, God.
All right, we got 2 hours in the books. We got 1 hour still to go in this fine show. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on the HRNP listener line, or you can call us, or you can text us. I'm just happy it's over because I did this because I knew that it would get under your skin. I didn't know Nick would even know these songs or care about them.
I didn't. I did not know a lot of these songs.
But you liked the jam that was Peaches and Herb, so that one you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good track.
Who's got the last hour, Nick? You?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you better fasten your seatbelt. Yeah. Man. All right, we got plenty more show to go. Don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.